Hello and welcome to the Carbon Neutral Network on 2 Degrees and to EcoSecurity's podcast on the voluntary market. My name is Siobhan O'Keefe. I'm a commercialization project manager at EcoSecurity's, and I know that for those who are new to it, the carbon market can seem a very confusing place, not least because of the sheer number of acronyms that appear there. You may hear talk of EUAs, CERs, VERs, CDM, JI, or EU ETS. And I hope that this first short podcast I'm doing will help to shed a little bit of light on what some of these many acronyms mean, and in particular on what the voluntary carbon market is and how it operates. In order to understand how the voluntary market fits into the bigger picture, I think it's worth quickly going over the market for compliance, which appeared first. Back in 1992, as part of the international political response to climate change, a framework for action was adopted that aimed at stabilising greenhouse gas, or GHG, levels to prevent dangerous human interference with the climate system. In 1997, this framework was strengthened by the Kyoto Protocol, which committed many industrialised countries to legally binding targets to reduce their emissions. The Kyoto Protocol established, for the first time, a means for developing countries to get involved in climate change mitigation, and enabling a market-based solution to this environmental problem, and bringing the issue of greenhouse gases to the mainstream of clean energy planning. This means of bringing developing countries into the climate change fight is known as the Clean Development Mechanism, or CDM, and is based on the premise that climate change is a global problem and that the location of greenhouse gas emission reductions is irrelevant in scientific terms and can thus be in any country. The CDM allows companies and countries with quantified emission reduction targets to invest in emission reduction projects in developing countries and therefore contribute to sustainable development in those countries, whilst allowing developed countries to achieve their emission reduction targets. Although there are different categories of emission reduction units generated under the CDM, most credits are generally called Certified Emission Reductions, or CERs for short. The CDM is overseen by a UN body called the Executive Board, or the EB for short, which maintains rigorous eligibility criteria to ensure that projects generating CERs are real, additional, and are of a good standard. But moving on to our next slide, what about people in countries that don't have targets who still want to contribute to the fight against climate change? The US, for example, hasn't ratified the Kyoto Protocol, and individual companies and organisations all over the world are seeking to play an active role in reducing their carbon footprint or becoming carbon neutral, even without any obligation being passed on to them from their governments. For such organisations, there exists an emission reduction market for projects done voluntarily called the voluntary carbon market. Credits generated in the voluntary market are called VERs, or voluntary emission reductions. Although VERs are similar to CERs, or the regulated credits, they are different in some important ways. VERs can be generated from projects which are based in a country that hasn't ratified the Kyoto Protocol, such as the US, or doesn't have the infrastructure to support CDM project development. They can be generated from projects that fall outside of the sometimes quite narrow scope of the CDM. For example, forestry projects cannot be done under the CDM, despite deforestation accounting for 25% of carbon dioxide emissions globally. The voluntary market is therefore an important tool in helping to combat deforestation. VERs can also be generated from projects that may be too small to warrant the costs of sometimes expensive CDM approval, or they can come from projects that have simply specifically been developed with voluntary buyers in mind. Moving on to the next slide again. Several voluntary markets are currently in development around the world, but in contrast to the compliance market, the CDM market, there's no single regulating body that currently enforces any quality standards in relation to the development and trading of VERs. In my next podcast, I'll discuss some of the standards that have been launched to address this and what their individual characteristics are. But for now, let's just look at what the voluntary carbon market looks like and what are the latest developments happening in the market. So, voluntary carbon markets can be divided into two distinct components. There's the Chicago Climate Exchange, or CCX for short, and a more disaggregated over-the-counter, or OTC for short, market. CCX is a structured and closely monitored cap and trade system that organisations around the world can join voluntarily. Outside of the CCX, there's a wide range of voluntary transactions that aren't driven by an emissions cap and don't for the most part trade on a formal exchange. They're just done through bilateral contracts between buyers and either retailers or project developers. Last year, more than 65 million tonnes of carbon dioxide were traded in the voluntary carbon market, which is roughly triple the volume that was traded in 2006. The market's growing very quickly. In total, last year, the global voluntary markets were worth approximately $330 million. In the OTC market, studies have been done showing that the most popular project types are currently renewable energy, energy efficiency, methane destruction, and forestry projects. This is most likely due to a greater awareness of the issues surrounding emission reductions, such as additionality and permanence, which I'll talk about in my next podcast. And this awareness has led buyers closer towards the better understood project types, such as the ones mentioned, where there's considered to be a greater degree of reliability. In the US, there's another important consideration for potential voluntary buyers, and that's the likelihood of mandatory emission reduction targets becoming a reality in the near future. Studies have shown that some companies, representing up to 29% of buyers in 2007, are investing in carbon offsets purely with the hope of potentially selling them later for compliance purposes. Last year, about 40% of voluntary projects were hosted in Asia and 27% in North America. About 80% of VERs are purchased by private companies, and 3/5 of these companies will retire the credits in order to offset their emissions. The rest are buying them for investment or resale. And the rest of demand came from non-governmental organisations. The voluntary market is very separate from government compliance market, and governments accounted for only 0.5% of voluntary purchases last year. So, with my final slide, let's look at what the future could hold for the voluntary market. The first several months of 2008 have continued to build on the trends established in 2006-2007. There's been continued dramatic growth in the market, and I think that this is going to carry on. Growth is going to continue at a rapid pace. With more and more companies establishing offset strategies and preparing for inevitable carbon legislation in countries where federal legislation doesn't exist, and again I'm thinking of the US here, traded volumes in 2008 could easily go over 150 million tons level. And in parallel with this increased number of trades, I think it's clear that stakeholders will continue to build a market infrastructure. So we're going to see more standards, the refinement of standards, and the creation of VER registries in which you can transparently transfer and trade your VERs. So I think we'll leave it there for now. We've reached the end of this podcast. I hope you found it useful in increasing your understanding of the voluntary market. Please tune into my next podcast, where we'll move on and discuss in a bit more detail the VER standards that are out there. If you have any questions based on what I've said in this podcast, please feel free to post your questions in the Carbon Neutral Network forum, and I'll do my best to answer them as quickly as possible. And thank you very much for listening.